All right, the season premiere of Celebrity Apprentice, just days away, and we have two of the stars joining us today. We've got one on the line right now. There's a surprise guest coming up in the second half of the show, so let's get to this mystery person now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. So you are a contestant.
I'm studying here.
All right, you're a contestant on the Celebrity Apprentice. Give me some clues, maybe three things about yourself that would give it away.
About me?
Yeah.
Well, I've got a starry background.
Okay.
And now a lot of people I see me on airplanes now.
Airplanes now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not William Shatner for Priceline.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
William Shatner. Am I close though with William Shatner?
Well, I'm not close, but I'm associated with him.
You're associated with him, okay. You've worked with him?
But I'm not close to him at all.
Oh, you're not close to him at all, okay. So you've worked with William Shatner?
I have.
Okay. Wow, he's had a lot of gigs in his time. And you're a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice. All right, you know what, we're running out of time, so let's just... Who's joining us on the line today?
My real voice. I'm George Takei.
George, I see. If you would have just done the voice, I would have known it, George. Oh.
I know my voice always gives me... Some people recognize my voice before they recognize my face.
Oh, okay. So that's doing radio then.
You hear me talking and they turn around and they say, oh, George Takei.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's good to have a unique voice, right?
I'll keep my mouth shut.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing because you've survived Celebrity Apprentice then, right? I'm always worried about stars when they face Donald Trump in the boardroom. So let's actually talk about that. Is he as intimidating as he seems on TV? Tell me the experience in the boardroom.
Well, he puts on that very stern and bossy mane, but I think, you know, the reason why he's produced a show like Celebrity Apprentice is he believes in charity.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole pillar of that show is about, you know, we're all there because we're playing for our charities. And I think that speaks well of him. But in order to play the boss role, he comes on very strong and in a very stern way. And, you know, he's got as... the executive officer, he's got to make that decision, and to be decisive, you've got to be very strong. But the main thing of Celebrity Apprentice is everybody working for a charity.
Mm-hmm. So, well, we'll talk about your charity coming up in just a little bit in the second part of our interview. But tell me though, is he an employer that you would want to work for on a regular basis?
That's a good question. Now, what I like working for, you know. The thing that I share in common and the things that I don't share with them are determinants. We're political opposites. I'm a activist Democrat,
mm-hmm.
and he is a conservative Republican. But what we have in common is we're both capitalists. We believe in the health of the American economic system, and we both believe in charities, so that's a common thing that we share. As far as working for him, I like to be selective in who I work for, and I think I can learn a great deal from him, you know, knowing how to focus on the strength of a project and how to bring spotlighting to it. I don't think I would object to working for him, under him, but I don't think I'd like to work in concert with him on political or social matters.
Right, yeah. When he's got an opinion about something, it's a very strong opinion.
Right.
Okay. We're going to talk more about the competition. We're going to talk about the competition. Sorry.
Running for president.
Yes, we've got to get back to the music. So if you could stick around, we're going to chat more with George Takei from Celebrity Apprentice right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
Okay, our surprise guest, George Takei. Everybody loves George. The voice is what gave it away. I should have known. Although he was disguising it, he was playing a trick on me. From Celebrity Apprentice on the next season, just days away. George, let's talk about the competition then. Of all the cast on the show this year, who surprised you the most? Maybe in a good way or bad way. Who were you really surprised by?
Well, the person that I came to respect enormously and actually have a great affection for is someone that I had never seen perform, but was certainly famous. Penn Jillette of Penn and Teller.
Right.
He is a very well informed, well read person. He's an encyclopedia on two legs, two very strong legs. He's articulate. He's able to condense a complex subject and explain it very simply to people that are not familiar with the subject. And beyond that, I think he makes a good leader because he was the only person of all the people there who thought of the sensitivity and the sensibility of others. He tried to include everybody in, despite the fact that we're all on the same team, we're competing with each other, you know, and so there's a little jabbing of the elbows at each other, but with Penn, that wasn't true at all. He was trying to make it inclusive, tried to make it a teamwork process as much as possible, and he's a very nice guy. Mm-hmm. So I came to have enormous admiration and respect for Penn Jillette.
Would you work with him again then?
I will. I will. You know, I would apprentice myself to Penn because I could learn so much, and he is so respectful and helpful to others. Now, my longtime friend, Lisa Lampanelli, has a very brassy and bawdy reputation, mm-hmm. but she really is something quite different from that public image, and I love her dearly. She's a very sensitive, sweet girl, and people won't believe that, people who know Lisa, and very generous. When she learned that I love teas, and particularly green teas, she sent me a yellow English tea set. Mm-hmm. Now, who would do that? Only Lisa.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about your personal life for a second, because I know, I mean, you had to deal with a controversial subject about your sexuality at a time when a lot of stars, I guess, were just finding the courage to come out. And on our show, we've had people tell us it gets better. We've had Margaret Cho, Adam Lambert, P-Flag Glad. We've had all of them on our show. Tell me, though, what your thought process was and why you did it, when you did it. Like, take me there quickly.
Well, I have been out quietly. I belonged to gay organizations and supported gay charities, but it was a political event that made me decide to come out publicly. When the California legislature passed the same-sex marriage bill, both houses, the Senate and the Assembly, that was an historic event that required only one additional signature, that of the governor. Arnold Schwarzenegger was our governor then, and he campaigned saying some of my best friends are gays and lesbians, so I thought surely he would sign it. But when he vetoed that, I felt that I needed to speak out and my voice needed to be authentic. And that's when I decided to speak to the press for the first time about my sexual orientation.
And you definitely have a unique voice to do that, right? We were talking about that earlier. And that, you know, it's a subject we can go on for a long time, but, you know, we're out of time. But I do thank you for joining us. So Celebrity Apprentice is Sunday nights on NBC, so check your local listings. George Takei, oh, you know what? We'll have to have you back to talk about a whole other subject, but thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely, we will.
Right, we'll be watching. Sunday nights, NBC. Thanks, you too, George. Bye-bye now.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.